Not all of us are lucky enough to live near a decent grocery store, but thousands of Floridians from Homestead to Riviera Beach live in so-called food deserts. We found one such location in Dania Beach, working with a federally funded initiative involving the Broward Regional Health Planning Council and a public-private partnership designed to grow fresh vegetables in the middle of the neighborhood.
My name is Anthony Oliveri, and I am a community food systems planner. We are standing in a market garden as opposed to a community garden. This grows food for sale, for profit for the community. And it's located in Dania Beach. And the technical term is it's located in Census Tract 805 in Broward County. And Census Tract 805 is interesting because it is designated as a official USDA food desert. A food desert is just a term that was developed by the USDA, the CDC also, you know, it's a very common term. It basically means it's a neighborhood, and by neighborhood they mean census tract, that does not have a grocery store or a supermarket within 1 mile or 1/2 mile from the center of that census tract. And it also has a poverty level, at least 40% of the population is below the poverty level. And it showed up in our assessment as an area with higher than county average of diabetes deaths and higher than the county average of unhealthy food per population. But when we did our assessment, we stayed away from the food desert definition because food deserts are somewhat derogatory, and they insult the community that you're a desert. Especially if the community is already facing challenges such as high rates of disease. It's like you're diseased, you're a desert, and you're poor. So we did a food environment assessment. So the description of this food environment, it has lower than average healthy food retail, well, healthy the grocery store square footage per population, while it simultaneously has higher unhealthy retail square footage per population, and unhealthy in this category is convenience stores. So it has both qualifications. The USDA food desert located only uses grocery stores. We included convenience stores as an unhealthy index. And it also has higher than county average poverty, and it has higher than county average African-American population. And that's important because the African-American population in Broward County is 88% higher than the county rate for long-term diabetes.
My name is Leon Carroll. Dania Beach, Florida is my home. Well, the neighborhood over the years has made a drastic improvement. I was born and raised in this neighborhood, and this was all bush, and it has evolved to what you see now. And in the last 8 or 9 years, it has changed even more. Before the Publix opened, the only thing that was here was Winn-Dixie. And then if you wanted to go to a Publix, you would have to go over to Sheridan either way, east or out west. To get fresh vegetables, they would either go to Publix or Winn-Dixie or to Penn Dutch or go all the way up to Fort Lauderdale to Tater Town. So to get the type of vegetables that they want, like collards, kale, string beans, what have you. So that's what we're trying to grow here in this garden to supply the neighborhood with the fresh produce that they need. The African American community, they want collards or kale or mustard greens, sweet potatoes, etc. That type of produce. And a lot of times you go to the store, they didn't have it, or they had it, but the price was so high. So what we're trying to do here at the garden is to have what the neighborhood want, also to introduce them to other types of produce like Swiss chard and rainbow chard, savory cabbage, that type of produce.
This is actually a jalapeno pepper. These get pretty spicy. A lot of people cook these in their greens, like maybe collard greens or cabbage or kale or something like that. We also have the big gem peppers. These are like mild to spicy, and people also can make those in their greens, or you can make pepper sauces with any of them. And these are like the baby orange peppers, the bell peppers. You can put in your salad or you can just eat it. My name is Rochelle Lawson Norwood. I live in Dania Beach, about maybe 5 minutes from here, which is very convenient. Right now in this neighborhood, we really needed this garden. We will be starting a community garden where people can actually grow their own fruits and vegetables. But what we're trying to do is get more of the community involved because there aren't any grocery stores like in walking distance. And a lot of the people here don't have cars. So, you know, I'm appreciated that we finally have this garden here to, so some people can basically just ride their bike or walk up. And, you know, it's very affordable. It's all organic. So it was trying to teach, you know, people a different way of eating, a different lifestyle than what they're used to, just to make people more healthier. And because we have a lot of corner stores, but a lot of the corner stores don't have fruits and vegetables. So I'm trying to make it a mission to kind of talk to the corner stores and try to get some bananas or oranges or something up there, you know, some greens, you know, to get people more healthy or more of a healthy eating. It brings sort of a unity to the community where people usually don't get out and talk amongst each other. So now people do that. So to me, that's rewarding to meet different people and learn different things and customs.
My name is Tina Phillips. I'm with Broward Regional Health Planning Council, and I'm the program director for TOUCH, Transforming Our Community's Health. This is a market garden, and the market garden has been growing since September 29th of 2012. And in our first year, we were able to do hundreds of pounds of produce from everything from Swiss chard to collard greens, amazing heirloom tomatoes, beautiful beets, everything that you can imagine that could come right here in Florida. Well, we believe that seeing the sales figures and then also the number of people who will come to a market on any given weekend, that we've actually increased both the opportunity for the food as well as the consumption of the food, which has been fabulous. We've had discussions about should we change the name of our farmers market to actually the garden market or aisle one, because this is the aisle one for our community's grocery store right here at the Patch.